Shiz.
Shiz now. Okay, the let's go through the Gemara quickly. So the Gemara we've been looking at for a good week teaches us the source of Shliach comes from Gerushin. We learn out Kiddushin from Gerushin, and the Gemara has these Limudim. So bottom line is Shlichus is a source in Gerushin, and Kiddushin is derived from Gerushin. So now the Gemara asks, the Eloha Ditznan, we have a Kasha, because we have another source for Shlichus, and that is from the source from Truma. Ha'omer Shlichus Chei Trom, Trom Kedaz Balabayis, im Eni Yodea Daz Balabayis, Torm Ebenernis, Achas Bechamishim, Pikes Asar Hosev Asar Truma Asar Truma. So Gemara says, so how do you know that a Shliach can work when it comes to Truma, Minoan? V'chi Temer Diyalav Migerishin, Malah Gerishin Shem Rechol. So Omar Kro, Atem, Gam Atem, Lerabos es hashaliach. So the Gemara gives us a new source for shlichus. We can't learn out truma from gerushin because gerushin is chol. Now stop right there. Just an analyzing the pshat in the Gemara. Why is it, if I had to ask you on a more lumdish level, why is it that we can't learn out truma from gerushin? Yes?
Maybe the whole thing is just about the action being done by kedusha.
You don't have to go that far. You don't have to go that far. But what? When will it be easier to make a shliach? In matters of chulin or matters of kedusha? So just because we have a source for chulin does not mean that that same source will be effective for kedusha. Kedusha might require a higher order meeting of the minds between the shaliach and meshaleach, and as such, we would need a separate source. Comes Truma and gives me that other source.
Why would you assume that it's less chance that you can have
shliach? By kutshim, I might have more particularities. I want this done a certain way. It's a higher order transaction, so to speak, and therefore more is necessary to prove shlichus. You don't have to get so frum. Just as a kutshim. Weiter. Amar, okay, so v'nichtav rachmana b'tshuma v'nesi hanach v'nigmar aminei. So then, if it's harder to make a shliach by tshuma, then once we know tshuma, you should go ahead and bring it to gerushin. So the Gemara says, no, but by ikala mifrach sekein yeshon b'machshava. Explain to me the pircha, why you can't go tshuma to gerushin. Yes, noy. Okay, okay, good. I understand. So what?
So in a get, that's not my word.
You're right. But I'm looking a little more than that. I want a little more analytical.
So, you have more power.
So good, there are differences. But which transaction requires greater engagement?
Gittin
or Truma? Gittin. Because Gittin requires a Maisa. Truma can be done there. Machshava. So since on the transactional level, on the, if you will, spiritual level, so which one is would require greater da, so to speak, that would be truma. But on a transactional level, truma requires less, and as a result, maybe their shlichus is easy, by get it's not so easy, so you need to pass it by get as well. So that's the limud. Now we have another kasha, vaitin shas. V'had it's not. But I have another source. Chabura sha'avad pischa v'amr le'echad say u'bakesh u'shchot aleinu v'halach u'matza v'shachat v'hein lakhu v'shachato. So you have a case with a chabura set aside, we're going to bring the carbon paste together, the 20 of us. The animal, they got an animal, set aside the carbon paste. It got lost. And in such a case, they told the guy, here, you look for it and we'll get another one. If we checked ours first, then you're with us. If you checked yours first, then we're with you. So he finds his first. Im mishalo nishchat rishon, hu ochel mishalo, v'heim ochel mishosim imo, minnalan. How do you know that one guy can do the karbon and the other 19 are going to be yotze with his karbon? So the Gemara says, v'chitema yelaf mehanach, malahanach. So learn it out from hanach. What's hanach mean?
Truma and gittin.
Truma and gittin. So the Gemara says, v'chitema yelaf mehanach, malahanach, ken yeshon chol, eitzeh No, learn it out from, the Gemara is saying learn it out from Truma. Okay, we got Truma. So now go, why do we need a separate source for Pesachim? Go from it is Truma. You're right. So Gemara says, you can't learn it out from Truma and Gittin, because Gittin is Chol. Kachim is not. Is Truma Chol?
Yes, part of it is.
Truma is Kachim. But not all Kachim is created equal. Truma is lower tier Kachim. Kachim is upper tier Kachim. And as a result, relative to Karban Pesach, Truma is Chol-like. And therefore, Shken Yesh and Chol Eitzel Kachim.
Isn't it because there's some Chol involved in the Truma?
Not at all. No.
Because
no.
You're separating the Chol from the Truma.
So you, no. I don't think that's
you're
the way. No, the Truma.
From the rest of the
no, he's being mattress the Truma. No, it's relative. It's relative. It's lower level of Kachim. Not all Kachim is created equal. In other words, Kachim is Kachim. Carbon paste is Kachim is Beach. Truma has Kedusha, but it's not Kachim is Beach. It's a different level, and therefore it's a lower level. For example, Tuma by Truma stops at a Shlishi. By Kachim, it goes to a Ravi, because it's a higher level of Kedusha. Yafe. So how do we know Kachim? So how do we know Shlichus by Karban Pesach? Now let me have Yeshua ben Karcha. The Yeshua ben Karcha, Minayin Shukul Abim Shukamos, and Emar V'Shato Zekol Kada Sliza, V'chikol Kaal Kolum Kum Shaykhatir, V'al Eina Shukul Abim Echad, El Mikan Shukul Abim Shukul Adam Kamos. So now, stopping here for a second. This is my first place I wanted to stop. If I had to ask you now, how many sources are there for Shlichus? The answer is three. Gittin, Truma, and Karban Pesach. Three sources. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to say, well, I can't learn out one from the other, but maybe I can learn out one from two. So let's do that quickly. V'nichtav Rachmana b'kachim. V'nesi hanag v'nigma minei. First of all, let's learn out kachim to the others. So Gemara says, Mishum dikel mifrak mala kachim, shken rov ma'aseh ma'ayde shliach. You can't learn out kachim to where? To the others, because rov ma'aseh ma'ayde shliach. What does that mean, rov ma'aseh ma'ayde shliach? The Kohen does everything when it comes to Kachim, and therefore, that's like special, of course, it's like a uniqueness to that Shlichus, which doesn't apply elsewhere. So, Chad mechad lo azi teiti, Chad mei tarti, hei teiti. Lo nikra amana b'kachim, teiti mehanach, ma'la hanach, yesh chol. It's a Kachim. Lo nikra amana b'gerishin, v'teiti mehanach, ma'la hanach, yesh b'machshava. You see, Karban Pesach, all this can be done b'machshava. El lo nikra amana b'tshuma, v'teiti mehanach, hechanami. So we took a step back. So Gemara says, maybe you can learn out Truma from Kachim and Gerishin. Gemara says, you know what? You can. So really now, how many sources are there?
Two
sources. Karban Pesach and?
Gerishin.
Aye, so what do we do with the Limud from Truma? Another din. El atem gamatem lama lima boilek rav yane. Dem rav yane gamatem matem b'nei bris av shuchachem b'nei bris. So Truma just gives us a qualifying din. And the qualifying din is, in order to be a shliach, what do you need to be? A Jew. A ben bris. Okay. Yafeh. Adkan divrei hagamar. What I want to do with you quickly and efficiently is using this sugya, which is going to take us now, we're going to be in these gemaras for a while, but using this sugya to touch on shliach oseh, shliach in kol ha-Torah kulo. I asked you to take a look at the Me'iri, and the Me'iri we're not going to do inside now. The Me'iri has a suffix. He says, I'm not sure. I know Sechos Hashem by Gerushin. I learned out Kiddushin from Gerushin. Fine. We spent a lot of time on that. How do I know Sechos Hashem by Chol HaTorah Kulo? The answer is, I don't know.
What do you say?
I don't know. Because we don't have any explicit limud from Gerushin to Chol HaTorah Kulo, and that's a suffix of the Me'iri. And the Makne, and that's what I want to begin with, the Makne seems to resolve that suffix. Open up your Sefer HaMakne, please. The Makne is an early Achron, I believe. And the Makne writes as follows.
But
isn't it by Kesef? It's by Kesef, for sure, Shliach, Ina Oza Shliach. Correct. So the Makne writes as follows. Tiber Masel B'Gemara Atem Gam Atem. Lichora kasha, akati shliach oseh shliach menolan b'kachim u'b'truma. Sichel is a shliach by what? By getting I know. But how do I know Sichel is a shliach? By kutsim and by?
Truma.
Vidochak lomar. What does dochak lomar mean?
It's difficult to say.
So he's going to throw in a couple of possibilities which require a little bit of knowledge about the sugyas. And he's saying, dochak, I don't like these approaches. So I'm going to skip that right now because I don't want to get into that. I want to get into, skip two lines. Rather, he says, Vitzarech Lomar. This is what you should say. Now watch this. Degabe Kodshim, Kevin de Omer Achmano Vishachato, Dishlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. How many times so far in our brief surveys through Shlichus have we seen the terminology Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso? The answer is this sugya, Mem Aleph from the Beis, is the first time we've seen it. You've said it a bunch. It's the first time. And where does it come from?
Pesach.
It comes from Pesach. Mashma, what does Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso suggest? What does it suggest? That the Shliach is the alter ego of the Mishaleach. And as such, came the Rachman Shachto Shukal Kamoso, Mashma de la Gamre Hu Kamoso, Ki Ilu Hu Shochet Atzmo. So when I, the Kohen, do the Shechitas HaKorban, who is doing the Shechita? Every person's Mamuna on that Korban is doing the Shechita. Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, because the Shliach is Kamoso. And whatever their koach is, his koach is. Memela, can he point another shliach? Yes, because shlucho shel adam kamoso. Now, v'hu adin liyin shliach oz hashliach, they came to who kamoso, yachol asnami shliach kamoso. So now, if I were to ask you, by Karban Pesach, is shliach oz hashliach?
Yes.
Yes. How do I know truma? Shlichus works by truma. No! I learned it out from Gittin and Kiddush and Kutchin. Is Gittin, is there a din of Shlichus as Shliach?
Yes.
Check. Is there a din of Shlichus as Shliach by Kutchin?
Yes.
Check. How do I know Truma?
From Kutchin.
From Kutchin. Check. Does Shlichus as Shliach work by Truma?
Yes.
Why? Because everything about Shlichus is derived from Kutchim and Gittin. Kutchim and Gittin both have independently moved in that Shliach Hose Shliach. Memela, is there a din of Shliach Hose Shliach by Truma?
Yes.
And that's what he says. Umemela Yalfinan Truma Migereshin Vikutchim Vikalahavin.
Why Gushin?
Because, my friend, was my little thing.
Sorry.
Quickly.
Oh, the wrong one.
No, can you sit there? Kirishim is a source of shliach. Kutchim is a source of shlichus. How do I know truma? I learned truma from these two dinim. These two dinim also have a din of Shliach Hos Hashliach. I learned from Vishilcha. Shliach Hos Hashliach. I learned from Shulchan Aruch Kamoso. And Memela, now I have a din of Shliach Hos Hashliach when it comes to Truma. That is the Makne. No, I don't do that. That is the Makne. Now, Rabosai, if I were to ask you, is there a din of Shliach Hos Hashliach when I want to sell my Chometz on Pesach? Within the shita of the makne, what's the din of shliach hos hashliach in kol haTorah kula?
Yes.
No. According within.
There's only one correct answer.
Within we know it's
only
makne,
one.
No. Within we know within makne. No.
Not.
No. Yes.
You're right, Elimelech. Elimelech is correct, but I'd rather say within what we know in the makne, we don't know. The more correct answer, meaning all we know and all he's addressing is truma. And yes, Shuma has Shliach Hos Hashliach because the whole derivative of Shuma to Shlichus is Gerishin and Kutchin. And therefore, that's the universe. That's all he's saying. That's all we know. We have no knowledge of Kol HaTorah. And I think the reason for that is, if I were to ask you, by Kutchin, by Karban Pesach, why is it that Shliach Oseh Shliach? What is the Makne saying? Why is it that Shliach Oseh Shliach by Karban Pesach? Because what? How does he know this? How does he know this?
It says Vishachtu, he shall do it. Then we compare the Shliach, he has the same power.
You're saying good. You're saying good, but I don't think it's what the Machna is saying. The Machna is picking on one set of words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, whatever of Rabbi Yeshua. What set of words is he picking on? Shlucho, Shel Adam, Kamos. And if indeed that is true, then what's the halacha? The halacha is Shliach Oseh Shliach, because Shlucho, Shel Adam, Kamos. But what Menachem is saying is Menachem says, it's a little more sophisticated than that. It's a little deeper than that. And open up your Gemara and read the Gemara carefully. Benjamin! No go. No go. Sit properly. Okay. So comes along. Look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara again. And when you read the Gemara and Menachem Tzadik reads it carefully, you'll see the Gemara is saying even more than that. The Gemara says, De Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. First time in Shas, we see Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. Minayin. What did the Gemara say before him? When we're learning out Shlichus from Gerishim, what did the Gemara say? Hello? What did the Gemara say beforehand? When we wanted to learn out, how do you know Shlichus works? What did the Gemara say? Shlichus Minolan. How do you know Shlichus works? That's not what Rabbi Shimon Karp is asking. He's saying, Minayin Sheshlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. Not how do we know Shlichus works, but how do we know that the Shliach is now Kamosa? And he says, we'll see. And he says, Shene'emar, because the Pasuk says, Vishachatu Oso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Ha'arbay. Who is shechting the Karban Pesach?
Everybody.
Everyone is shechting the Karban Pesach. Why asks? V'chi kol ka'al kulan shechatin. Everyone is shechting? Not everyone is shechting. Some are shechting. But it says everyone is shechting. V'alo inu shochet ela echad. Ela mikan sheshlucho shel adam kamos. So you see from Karban Pesach something far more dramatic. Shlucho shel adam kamoso is that even though one guy is shechting on behalf of 10, they're all shechting. That's a far more dramatic position of shlichus than we had before.
Is that specific to
So now Elimelech, and I'm saying the Machna is saying, this is a dinin pashup shot, is a dinin kutch. This is a dinin in Karban Pesach. But I did a search. I did a little search. And I plugged in Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. In Shas. Where does it appear? And I found a couple of Gemaras. I don't have the keys. I don't know nothing. Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. I plugged it in. And I came up with some Gemaras. Take a look, please. We're skipping a little bit. Look at source number 6, source number 7. Let's start with 7, because I can do both in 7. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Dat Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. Rabosa, has anyone ever learned Bava Metzia in recent history?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a sukkah at the end. There's a sukkah of Shoel. A Shoel is a borrower. Now, if a borrower borrows a donkey or whatever he borrows, a car, and lightning strikes and kills the animal, busts the car, whatever the case, it was not my fault. It was an oines gomer. Is the shoel chayiv?
No.
Yes. The shoel is chayiv. Why? He's chayiv in olsen. He's chayiv in everything. There's one tour of the shoel, based on psukim in Pasha Mishpatim, ba'alav imo. Mesa makmas malacha, that's true. But I'm thinking of ba'alav imo. If I borrow an animal, And I also have the owner come do some work along with it. And now the animal dies. The soul is pater. Ba'alav imo. Now watch this. Watch this. Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Find it. Torah 7. Amar lei. It's about where the lines get wide. Fourth line going down. Amar lei Ravina l'Ravashi. Watch this. Ha'omer l'shlucho. If you send your shliach and you say tse, go v'hash'el li imparasi. I tell my shliach, listen, I want you as my representative, as my shliach, lend the para to the neighbor and you do the work with the neighbor as well. And now lightning strikes and kills the par. Is there a din of Ba'alav Imo? Gemara says, I send a shliach with my para. My neighbor wants to buy the para, and the shliach is going to do work together with the para. So unbelievable. Ha'omer l'shlucho tseva ha'shelim parasi mahu Ba'alav mamish ba'inan v'leka. Do you need Ba'alav Imo and you don't have it? Says the shliach. O Dilma, Shlucho Shel Adam, Kamoso Ve'ika. That is a radical chiddush. That the shliach being there is the same as I'm there, because the shliach is the alter ego, Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, and he's there. That's a suffix in the Gemara. Yeah. What might be the suffix of this Gemara? How far do you take the limud from Karban Pesach? Is Karban Pesach telling us a unique halacha? Where? In Karban Pesach. It's not that Sukkos Adam Kamos and Kalatar Kula, but Sukkos Adam Kamos in this Erev Kodshim. And also in what? In Shuma. Because Shuma is derived. But Kalatar Kula, Ba'ala Vimo in Bava Metzia? Nah, that's too far. O Dilma. Is that this is a universal halacha. Wow. Wow. Then the Gemara says, you know what? Skip a couple of lines or go up. Yeah, we'll go up to Nadar. Another example. Maybe this is linked. The Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes the Gemara as well, but let's go up to 6. And the Gemara here says, watch this. Tashma. You see Tashma, 6 lines down? Hello? Source 6? Nadar, Mayim, Beis, Mayim, Beis. Tashma. Ha'omer la'apotropos. If you tell a shliach, a guardian, a someone, I got to go out of town. I got to leave. But any neder, kol nedarim shenoderes ishti mikan ve'ad shavo, sha'avo, mimakom ploni, hafer. Ve'hafer, the hefer law, what's the din? Rabbi said, who can be made for a wife's nadarim? Baal. But the Baal sets up a shliach, I gotta leave, I gotta get out of town. So if my wife takes any nadarim while I'm away, I authorize you as my shliach to be made for nadarim. So the Gemara says, wow, yeah, wow. Talmud Loimar. So Yachal Yehu Mufarin, maybe it works. Talmud Lomar, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yeferenu. Who must do the Hafara? Only Isha, which means the Baal. Div Rav Yosia. Amar Rav Yochanan, what do you mean? What do you mean? Matsinu Bechol HaTorah Kula Shlucho Shel Adam Kamosa. What's Rav Yochanan saying? What's Rav Yochanan saying? Rav Yonasan. What's Rav Yonasan saying? What's he saying? What's he saying? The Torah says, Isha Yekai Menu, Isha Yefe Renu. What's Rav Yonasan saying? Yeah, but what's Rav Yonasan saying? Rav Yonasan saying is the Shliach is Isha becomes Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso and therefore can be made for the Nedarim. Comes along. I feel Rav Yosia lo ka'amar. Even Rav Yosia would agree with that. You're right. Except Mishum degzeres hakasevu. The double isai yikimenu isai farenu means that you dafka need a baal, but fundamentally in principle, suchos halachos. And what the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that I did not read with you, but the hemshech of the Gemara is that the tzad that would say that the Baal of Imo, even a shliach, is going to be this vision of Sucho Shel Adam Kamos. Now, if this is correct, then what would you say about Sheachos HaSheach and Kol HaTarakul? Absolutely. If the Baal can send another shliach, so certainly the shliach can send another shliach. Sucho Shel Adam Kamos.
We have to find the differences with all these cases as to why there's
so we have to do we have to, we see the art studim. Each case the Gemara has studim, and then I want, this is a preview to the Rivash. So if you want to take a look at the Rivash tonight as part of your hachana, the Rivash is very, very fundamental, and the Rivash has two approaches to the sugya. One approach is to say, like we're basically suggesting, at the end of the day, if I were to ask you really, really at the end of the day, what is the source for shlichus now, bottom line, it's really Karban Pesach. And Karban Pesach establishes a new rule, a dramatic rule, which we didn't know. The Gemara has a progression. It started off shlichus menoach. Yeah, Gerish. But then the Gemara got to its climax, which is Karban Pesach. And it developed this concept of Shuv Shalom Kamoso, which might be a paradigm in Kol HaTorah Kula, which would then mean, whoa, opens up doors in a big way, which certainly means Shechos HaShiach, or perhaps not. Perhaps there's a more modest reading of the Gemara, which will be suggested also in the Rivash. We'll take a look at that. We'll start with that on Sunday. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos Kodesh. And Shkai for a good week. Ashrechem.
Thank you, Rabbi.